उसके बाद नेक्स्ट हमारे पास है फाइब्रोऑस्टियस स्यूडो ट्यूमर ऑफ द डिजिट. सो इट इज़ अ टाइप ऑफ अ सॉफ्ट टिश्यू ट्यूमर इन विच देयर आर फाइब्रोब्लास्टिक एंड मायोफाइब्रोब्लास्टिक स्पिंडल शेप्ड सेल्स विच शोज प्रोलिफरेशन एंड ऑल्सो देयर इज अ फॉर्मेशन ऑफ द ऑस्टियोइड और द मैच्योर बोन विद इन द सॉफ्ट टिश्यू. It is a benign tumor and it occurs exclusively on the digits. It is commonly present in the young adults, although it may present at any age, and the males are comparatively more affected than the females. However, overall, this is a rare kind of a tumor. Among the predisposing factors, trauma is an important predisposing factor because it seems that this is a reactive type of a myofibroblastic proliferation with a bone formation because there is no genetic basis of the disease. So when the trauma prone site of the body, which is particularly the hands and the fingers, they undergo any kind of a trauma, so it will lead to the reactive myofibroblastic proliferation, and hence soft tissue tumor which is ill defined and have a bone formation inside it. The pathology will show that the tumor will be ill defined and it will have a formation of osteoid and the mature bone, which can be seen not only on histopathology but also can be seen radiologically, in which there is a calcified mass that is a mature form, mature bone formation or osteoid. The surrounding stroma is edematous. There is a vascular proliferation, and in between these mature bone or osteoid tissue, there are bundles of spindle-shaped myofibroblast can be seen. The mitotic figures are found, but their number depends upon the age of the lesion. The patient will present with a rapidly growing lesion, which is not attached to the underlying bone, and it's most commonly present on the fingers and the toes, but the fingers are more commonly affected than the toes. Local recurrence is rare after surgical excision, means we can say that surgical excision of the lesion is curative.